The teepee teachings are passed on. When I talk about the teachings, it's not to alter or change them. I can only share how it was told to me. There are many, many teachings that belong here with the teepee. I won't be able to share all of them with you, but in sharing a little bit of the meaning, it is hoped that you will continue on your journey to seek the teachings that you require. You're never done learning. For us, the word teepee doesn't mean anything. There is a Cree word we use today. We say Migwa. But traditionally, when my mother was teaching me about the teepee, she would say Gichi Migwa. In the beginning, it didn't come in the shape of a teepee. It came in the shape of a dome, which we still use today. It's known as the Sweat Lodge. When that lodge came to us, you couldn't make a fire in there. The people would gather the rocks outside, heat them up, and then bring them into a pit in the middle. This would keep them warm during the night. But they couldn't make a fire in there to cook. They had to do all their cooking outside. So when the lodge became bigger through the structure of the teepee, they could make a fire inside. My mother said that the women were named after that fire in the center of the teepee, which brought that warmth and comfort. In the Cree language, the center, the fire, is Iskwetju. Woman, in our language, is Iskwewo. More than one woman, Iskwewok. We were named after that fire, Iskwetju. And that is very powerful, because it honors the sacredness of that fire. In our language, for old woman, we say Noteguil. Years ago, we used the term Noteguil, meaning when an old lady covers herself with a shawl. A teepee cover is like that old woman with a shawl. As it comes around the teepee, it embraces all those teachings, the values of the community that the women hold. No matter how many children and great-grandchildren come into that circle of hers, she always still has room. And if you put it upright, the poles never show on the bottom, and that teepee stands with dignity. Just as, years ago, women always covered their legs with the skirt, which also represents the sacred circle of life. And when you put the flaps up, it teaches you how we embrace life itself. It's like a woman standing there with her arms out saying, thank you, to everything. That is what the teepee is. It is the spirit and body of woman, because she represents the foundation of family and community. It is through her that we learn the values that bring balance into our lives. That is why, when you construct a teepee, it involves ceremony, because the ceremony of making a teepee represents the value of women's teachings.